summer is among us, and that means a lot of things. But one is that my entire makeup routine changes. So I thought I'd give a little updated one in case anybody cares at all. Honestly, this is embarrassing to show as my first product because it is really on its last leg. In the summer, I used the e.l.f. Power Grip Primer with niacinamide. Should I have gotten a new one probably like a month ago? Yeah, but I'm just really squeezing out the last of it. So, you know, in the summer, we need a little extra stick. So, you know, my little pore cover-up primers are not going to be cutting it anymore. For my foundation, the tried and true, my Dior Forever Glow Star Filter. Except, you know, in the summer, some of us really get tan in the summer. Others, we fake it, we spray tan. And others use tanning beds. Please join my mission to stop my best friend from continuing to use the tanning bed. Anyway, so I add the what is this called? The Glowy Super Gel. In Sun Glow. I just add that. A few drops. Mix it in. I tried to get into like the foundation brush trend and I just couldn't. It takes too much time. It really does. I really do try to do it sometimes, but today we're just using a beauty blender. Did I wet my beauty blender? No. No. I didn't. Again, I would have had to go all the way to my bathroom, wet it. So it's just a dry beauty blender. We're not professionals, okay? I didn't claim to be a professional. I'm trying to give you a real insight to my daily process. My tried and true Natasha Denona concealer is a little bit too light for me right now. And I feel like if there's one trend we're all gonna hate in 10 years, it is the super light under eye concealer trend. So instead, because I'm not gonna go out and buy all new concealers for the summer, I'm gonna use a concealer that I like and it's actually gonna color match me, and that is the Winky Luxe concealer. It's my favorite drugstore concealer. Also forgot, side note, a lot of the time I put on a base of my Supergoop Glow Screen in Golden Hour. I just honestly forgot today, so that's on me. A lot of the time I actually do use a brush for my concealer because I feel like it makes it work better. I don't know. Kind of also makes me feel like I know what I'm doing. And I don't. I feel like I've learned how to do my makeup in middle school on YouTube. And I just have kept the same technique since. And now this is where we're getting really crazy. I'm going to use my Huda Beauty powder in Cupcake. And we're going to bake. Because again, if I don't, everything's coming off. My concealer's coming off in how long? This is so chaotic right now. Like 10 minutes. Like I swear I'll go outside and I'm like, well, didn't even need to put on makeup. I don't really know how to bake my face. I feel like I just kind of put on a lot and then let it sit and then wipe it off and it seems to work. But I only bake under my eyes because and everywhere else. Again, a lot of effort for me. Time for my blush. I use Rare Beauty Happy. Big blush girl. I think that people either don't wear enough blush or they wear too much blush. I think I wear too much blush, but I've been trying to be better about that. I concentrate it up on my temple like this. I don't know, I saw somebody once say that makes your face look lifted and I've just fully believed it ever since. Is it true? I don't know. Because anything Selena Gomez puts out, I will buy. My queen. The Rare Beauty blush in Happy, it matches. I love a little matching set. I just put it right like on the top, very lightly. Because we're glowy, okay? And then the Rare Beauty highlighter. I'm just gonna use the same brush I used for my blush. We don't need that many brushes. We don't need to pretend today that I use a different brush for every makeup product. Because let's be honest, again, a lot of effort. Normally I do this before my blush, but again, I forgot. Again, I'm not saying I'm good at this. I'm just showing you what I do. Showing reality of my everyday. I love my bronzer. I also just recently learned that bronzer and contour is a different thing. So I literally just put it forehead, nose, chin, cheeks. And again, it's like my spray tan. People are going to think I, you know, was out in the sun tanning, but really, it's just my Lula bronzer. Time for my contour. I use the LYS. And I try so hard to put on the tiniest amount. Sometimes I see people use this and they put on so much and it looks so good. And if I put on even slightly too much, my whole face is ruined. I do my nose. I honestly don't know if it even makes a difference on my nose, but I feel like everyone's contouring their nose these days and I don't want to be left out. So I have FOMO. And then, you know, I blend. I usually just do like it, blend it first and keep it as in the same area as I can. And then I'll use my beauty blender to like get any of the lines out. It just is the worst when it moves too much because then there's just no point in having contour. It just doesn't even work, which I've learned because that's how my contour looked for like years. For my nose, I really just get in there with my finger. Cause like what brush is gonna do better than my finger? Like, I don't know. So then I just blend it into the brow. Again, saw somebody do that once. They said it makes it look more natural. I don't know if that's true, but again, I believe it. No, oh, I forgot I baked. I gotta take that off. I think I honestly got most of it off when I was putting my bronzer on, but kinda looks good. Not gonna lie to you guys. Kinda looks good. Oh! My brushes fell. My brows, normally I fill them in with a pencil, but mine ran out. So we're just gonna use this Benefit Precisely My Brow Wax. Right now I just have a sample of it, but it's amazing. I'm gonna buy the full one. They're gonna be a little less filled in today. I guess we're doing the natural brow look, but you know, we're working with what we got. Y'all already know for the eyeshadow. It's the Sephora Charged Up Enlightening on my lid. The Stila Kitten Karma on my inner corner. And then I just take a neutral eyeshadow and I blend that all out. I'm nothing if not consistent. Now in the summer, I hate wearing a ton of mascara and I literally have no eyelashes. And lash serum makes my eyes burn every time I put it on. So I can't do it. I can't. So I wear half lashes every day because then I don't have to wear a lot of mascara and it just stays. I use the Lily's Lashes like eyeliner, lash glue, pen. It's kind of incredible. Amazing invention. Oh no, I lost the lash. I lost the lash. Then again, I take just a brown pen liner and use that in the inner corner where I didn't put the half lash. And look at that. Then I will use just like the littlest amount of the Tarte tubing mascara to blend my natural lashes with the fake lashes, but only a little bit. And then I'll put it also on my bottom lashes. Then I use the Tarte Fake Awake on my waterline. I use the NYX Jumbo Stick in Milk and put it in my inner corner of my eye and right on my brow bone up here and blend that out. In the summer, I rarely wear lipstick. So I'm going to be using the e.l.f. Tinted Lip Oil in Pink Kiss. I think it's so cute. I usually set it with the Sephora setting spray, but again, ran out yesterday. So you'll just have to pretend. Imagine it. And just like that, she's ready for the day, baby.